Okay, I'm trying to get my little money, my little. I'm trying to get all my. Okay, that's all. I had to get that off of there. Good morning, y'all. Y'all on the Morning Drip, blogtalkradio.com on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I am your host. 10/27/2022. Business fundability, peace and love. I'm making peace be unto you. Shalom. Hi, everyone. Equipment up in here, right? So I could get to y'all on IG. I seen y'all in a minute. You know, they be blocking stuff out. So if you're there, share the live. If you're there, share the live. Definitely share the live. I think get the people on this morning. Up their game with something. Yeah, a lot of people at work right now. So. He's trying to catch the ones who are out there. So the thing about this today, like I said, you want to, we on the blog talk, blog.com/the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, and we live at IG. So today we're going to be dealing with business fundability. So we're dealing with in your wallet today. So a lot of people got businesses that are doing well as far as they're concerned. It looks like they're doing good, but a lot of times I come to find out that a lot of people are doing a lot of personal guarantees, trying to get that right. But then you're trying to get out of businesses. That's a form of business for. So you'd be limited to liability. So you, and foremost, if you don't know how to, then you're not gonna get funded. So a lot of they giving out stuff, they offering stuff, and you can't go get it. And I can't, you know, because you have to go right. A lot of times they pose on there. I just wanted to come today, like from going to just get an EIN. People are like, oh, I'm going to get an EIN. They go get they register with the state. That's cool for them to do. All right, let me put this stuff on here real quick, man. I got to get the people in here. Yeah. So they register with the state. They get an EIN. They register with the state. They don't understand the business. They don't understand that they discriminated in certain ways on business. So you have to. You definitely do. You have to use the right zip code. Use all these little things that they're going to use against you. Virtual address. Have this email set up. You want to have your social media. You want to have things. Before you even get into it, you get into it. And just here, like, you didn't know like everything. That you find the IRS, you want to have that in the next places that you go to set up your business, whether it's with the state or whoever you're doing business with. You want to have everything congruent. You want to have your number in the street. You want to have an 800 number going on for your name. It's important to do DBAs for your name too, because you could, that's an extra $1,000 for you. So you got things. Think about where you're putting your place at. Where you putting it? You putting it somewhere where they're going to allocate money to? Are you getting in an industry that's a lot of money is being spread around in? So you want to look at that too, because not free, but how you promote it, how you say the name of it. You know, from being a barber to a cosmetologist, 20,000 or 30,000. Understanding that. I'd like to go into and get an understanding of, I believe we have some guests and stuff today getting ready to come to Tay Bay in today. So, I'm still ready. We'll let her breathe on her, on us with the credit stuff, and I'm getting an understanding of that. But, yeah, that's all we're trying to do, man, is stay on that, stay on the business perspective. Now, a lot of businesses with the state. Now, what I found to be a problem starting off doing with the state is the state with their franchise taxes, especially if you're in high scale states, New York, what you're doing, if you didn't got it, if you whatever, they want their franchise taxes. So you have to try to get into those tax havens or totally different. You play one physical tax all year, and you don't have to worry about all the other stuff that you have to go through. What industry is it in? Like, you have to try to cater to that. You're warm with your heart. You're trying to get to the bag, right? Sometimes you might got to dress that in a way. So that's what this is all about. This is about doing the right things. I got to check and see. I guess I'll get a note when my, when the sister's ready to come along and breathe. I've been going through the news. Don't forget to 101.com and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com, and also at the 43 nonprofit organizations in Texas and California. Got chapters in both areas. Do be going hood to hood. Getting the donations. Got a relative in the Bay Area to be going around. Have a lot of stuff to be picking up. Trying to do a reach out to the people, touch the communities, give back to those. You on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to follow. You on IG, at Bey Suleiman at IG. Business credit, business fundability, credit, and cleaning up your profile, understanding that, understanding who you are, who you're not. That's what they're talking about. Have a script. You got what they can understand the basis of the deposit. You got to understand. When you understand that, then you understand the bank. The bank and let it just, like, you gotta move that bag, you gotta have that bag in there. They can see the pocket. The pocket, yeah. Actually, thank you. At 20 times, the case may be. All right. So, let me see. Work on that business. When you get trade lines put on your business, I have a lot of people that they get trade lines put on their business, and everybody says the same thing. Keep saying, "Man, I got to get to some money." They try. Nobody want to anything. So then you would have spending your money on stuff for you. So even though you're trying to get it, before it's getting it, you're not getting nowhere because you know where it's going to get you somewhere. Me right now is telling me to do something, but you go look up a year from now and you go still be because you the vendors that's on your profile in order for you to blow up. You still going to have the access. If you prolong it for 6 months, then you access these vendors on here so I can get my DUNS number, so I can get to the next tier level, this and that. You can't run from that all the time and sit back and come and they say, hey, man, I got a thing set up. I got a business set up, but it ain't doing this. Set up right. Like, you don't have it set up right. You got to set up at yourself. You know, that business, your office used for mailing purposes, like none of this. So I think that you have to end up on the little is going on, the little high behind the scene things. You see house, you have a zip code, you use an email or Yahoo. So many people tell me, oh, we got business credit. I got this email. And that's not a business because it's a business email because they set it up as a business email. That's not a business email to the lenders. That's not a business email to the banking institutions. That's a personal email. So you got to write it here. You got to write. And I hope y'all guys, I don't know what be going on. I don't even see if they be having them on there, if the people be on there. And like, they blocked me out from TikTok sometimes. Today I was just on business fundability and business about the credit side. Clean that guest coming. Hey, Bay, that's what she do. She understands draws and codes or whatever. Consumers and credit and all that. So up to her, let her breathe on us or whatever. I don't know if she's ready. I see she's holding on. Let me see. Can you, hello? Not yet. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, but so many people, like I said, I did so many credit packages for people. So many credit packages. I put over 20 grand worth of vendors on people's accounts, load them up. You look up, they start going good, and these people just fall off. They don't understand it. They don't have the idea. They don't have money around. But you got to spread it around. You got to access certain here for another person to send you a card or to open up something for you. That's how they play the game. If somebody's been, come join the party, and you got a membership fee. They want somebody to report all this type of stuff. That's just how it goes. You got a lot of people got business here. You doing good in the light. People see you in the light, but your business, how much money can you go get with your business without a personal guarantee? That's cool that you got somebody at the bank fighting and want to work with you and help you get a loan, but you still personal guarantee in it. That means you putting all the risk on it. That means they're going to take everything from you if you go into default. That ain't how it's supposed to be. These people start businesses. You started this business on borrowing money. Yeah. To do business. So if you being personal liable, then you're not doing business right. So that's why I've been trying to take market, do your business package, set you up, have everything set up right, have all your vendors on there, and then you're reporting. It's simple as wiping your behind every month. You wipe your behind every month. You go to Walmart, get Walmart $600 a month. You could spread that $600 out between 10 vendors. You could spend $60 with 10 vendors and have 10 vendors reporting. You're going to Walmart, and they go shit. But ain't they Walmart guy? Walmart is the only person with a warehouse with something in it. Yeah. Walmart business. Know how to use you. So you can flourish. Your straw man name has a 1099 contract.